non-Christian friend give you good advice on how to share the gospel? Hi everyone, I'm Joseph Hanford. Welcome back to Overflow Today, where we take a few minutes to see how the gospel can overflow from you to others. You know, we should never compromise the gospel, but we should be wise about how we present the gospel. We know that the gospel message by itself can be offensive to someone who might not want to make changes in their life. In fact, 2 Corinthians says that the gospel might even be the smell of death to some. But let's be careful that our attitude or vibe doesn't add to that when we share the gospel with others. Doug Pollack has written a great book on evangelism called God Space. Now, Doug thinks he's found a great way to have a deep conversation with your not yet Christian friend while at the same time learning something from them.
They walk up and say, "Hey, I was wondering if I could ask you a question. I'm trying to better understand how Christians are coming across in the culture. Have you ever had a Christian try to evangelize you? And if so, how did that make you feel?" I have never yet asked the question without someone immediately, and I say immediately, going into a rant about some experience they had that wasn't very positive. I listen reflectively, so I would repeat back to them, "So it sounds like you felt disrespected because the Christian did all the talking and they never listened to you. I want to make sure that I've really connected well with what they're trying to say, because while I'm doing that, hopefully I'm preaching a message to myself and just saying, Doug, you know what? If you're doing that, you're going to close people like this off." It's not about taking the initiative, it's about how we're taking the initiative. And in my book in chapter 2, I talk about the 10 conversation killers. And when we take the initiative and we do things like, you know, hijack the conversation or run the stop signs or exceed the speed limit or some of the other evangelistic misdemeanors that Christians typically commit, we have to buck up, if you would, as Christians that own the fact that they might not be saying no to Jesus at all. They're just saying no to the disrespectful ways that we are conversing with them.
Okay, so start asking your not yet Christian friends for their opinions, and you'll probably get in some great conversations. The name of the book is God Space by Doug Pollack from Group Publishers. Now remember, all our shows and small group discussion guides that go along with each show are always available for free for you at our website, overflowtoday.com. Now go pour into someone's life.